This is KRA News. I'm Rick Holter. We turn now to what's been dubbed Brexit, Britain's vote Thursday on whether to leave the European Union. And before your eyes glaze over in the mist of global economic jargon, you should know that the fallout could be significant here in Texas. Harold Clark is a professor at the University of Texas at Dallas who studies the politics and economy of Britain, and he's here to do a quick Texified tutorial on Brexit. Harold Clark, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you very much.
Let's start with some basic definitions. First, the European Union.
Yeah, the European Union is an organization that has grown up involving now close to 30 European countries. It is a major power economically, and over time it has gradually expanded its political remit, its political mission, well beyond just being a free trade zone like NAFTA or something like that.
And right now, Britain's a member, although it doesn't use the euro for currency.
That's right. Over time, a number of countries have expressed reservations about the growing political power of the European Union and its perceived threat to overwhelm the domestic sovereignty of Great Britain. And so one of the things that was debated about 15 years ago now was whether Great Britain should join what's called the euro and have a common currency with other European Union countries, and the decision was made not to do this.
So if British voters decide to leave, what actually happens?
That's, I think, one of the things that's not quite clear in practice. However, there is a two-year process for a member state in order to exit from the European Union, but this would be the first time. This would be a test case, and of course, a lot of people are worrying about the political and economic instability that would flow from the decision on Thursday should Britain decide to leave.
Now, is there a parallel between the Eurosceptics in Britain and the Tea Party in the U.S.?
Yes. I think one of the things to note about politics is the rise of populist sentiments, sort of the us against them, the ordinary guy, quote unquote, against the big economic and political elites that are said to, you know, to really run the world. And you can see that very much in the States. You can see it in Britain, in particular with the rise of the so-called UKIP party, United Kingdom Independence Party, which is the closest analog, really, to right-wing populists, the sort of, you know, Trumpists in this country. The UKIP forces have long advocated leaving the European Union, primarily to protect Great Britain from immigration, from what they see as a flood of immigrants into the country. So there are very strong parallels between the political debate in the United States and in our current presidential election campaign and what's going on in the UK and elsewhere in Europe.
Let's bring this home a bit. Why should a Texan care about Brexit?
Number one, there will be economic consequences from Britain leaving the EU, which, of course, could set in train the breakup of the organization more generally. It's certainly not impossible, given public opinion in some other countries like France and Italy. And, of course, economic instability in the West and major democratic countries. Trading between Texas, the economic links with the UK are substantial.
Yeah, I've read that Britain is the 11th biggest landing spot for exports from Texas
yes,
in the world.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, there are political ramifications. International instability in Europe is not a good thing, as we have learned painfully. And so Texans have reasons to be concerned about this. The ramifications, political and economic, though, will take a while to play out.
Harold Clark, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, well, thank you very much.